This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Army restructures its training to prepare soldiers for battle in Iraq. But first, President Bush has outlined a new plan to make it much harder for countries to obtain nuclear materials. He was speaking yesterday at the National Defense University.
We will find the middlemen, the suppliers, and the buyers. Our message to proliferators must be consistent and it must be clear. We will find you. And we're not going to rest until you are stopped.
That's the president on his new proposals to halt nuclear proliferation. With us to discuss the president's plan is Fred Kaplan. He writes on weapons and defense for our partners at Slate Magazine, and he joins us now from member station WNYE in New York. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Alex.
Let's begin here. Explain the difference between this proposal and the way the world currently restricts nuclear technology, which is the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. What's new in the president's plan?
There always has been a loophole in the NPT, as it's called, and that is there was a provision which says if you pledge not to make nuclear weapons, we will provide nuclear fuel for peaceful uses. It turns out, though, that with reprocessing equipment, you can take that nuclear fuel and make it bomb-grade material. That's what Iran has done. That's what North Korea has done. And so what Bush is saying is we're going only to give nuclear fuel to those that promise not to have reprocessing equipment as well.
Haven't the recipients of this fuel in the past been required to promise that they're not going to make weapons?
Yeah, but this puts an additional fence on it by making them promise not to get certain equipment as well. It's very hard to enforce is the problem. You know, Alex, the reason why only a handful of countries have even sought to get the bomb during the 45 years of the Cold War was because there was a security system in place. It was called the Cold War. On the east side, the Soviet Union hammered down any of its allies' attempts to get nuclear weapons. On our side, we promised them the nuclear umbrella, that we would respond to any attack on them as if it were an attack on us. And now, though, the thing is, what kind of security measures are we promising countries that feel insecure and desirous of getting nuclear weapons?
Well, what are the incentives under this proposal for countries that don't currently have nuclear programs to keep it that way?
Yeah, well, that's the $2 billion question. I don't see any incentives, and that has to be a vital part of any plan that's really serious. But there's another angle. I think it would have been a terrific thing if Bush had said, and as part one of this endeavor, I am canceling all of our programs to build new generation of nuclear weapons.
Well, yes, the U.S. is currently studying a new generation of smaller and supposedly more precise nuclear weapons. Do you think this hurts the president's goal of keeping new countries out of the nuclear club? But why would that be? I mean, the U.S. already has nuclear weapons, so if it makes better ones, I don't see why that's a problem.
Well, what it does, we're building a new, we're not just studying it, we're researching and developing them, a new generation of nuclear weapons with the idea of making them of greater military utility in the kinds of wars that we're about to fight. This sends really the wrong message. We're trying to tell countries, listen, nuclear weapons don't get you anywhere. And at the same time, we're developing a new generation of nuclear weapons for ourselves that at least our leaders think will get us plenty of places. Now, it's not just a question of giving messages. It's not a moral thing entirely. It's also telling other countries, we've come up with ways to make nuclear weapons usable. Here, you might also. Also, a potential adversary of ours might think, well, the United States might use nuclear weapons against me. I better get some nuclear weapons, too, to deter the United States from using them.
Fred, this is not just a plan for the United States. The president wants the world to adopt this as a kind of a global nuclear policy, which means he's got to get the UN to sign on to this. What are the prospects there?
The precondition of this plan's success is a whole new attitude of this administration toward international politics. If we're going to have to get 40 countries involved in this and say, look, you know, let's all get together and enforce this treaty, it might be a good idea for us to give the appearance of taking other treaties seriously, too, of taking other countries seriously as actual partners in a global cooperative scheme as opposed to ad hoc tools of enforcing various things that are to our interest. It'd be a great thing if it happens, but it does require a whole new attitude.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for Slate.com. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.